Following the recession, the state legislature passed the Career and College Promise. The program created new cooperative innovation high schools. The schools allow students to pursue associate's degrees and get job training. Liz Schlemmer checks in with one of the newest of those schools.
A team of EMS students is laboring to resuscitate a full-size dummy that is going into cardiac arrest in a high school gym. The first responders are 16-year-old juniors at Northwake College and Career Academy, and this is just the beginning of their careers. Paramedic students from Wake Tech Community College rush in to finish the job, and the high school students move over and watch intently from the side. Emerson Bullock is a junior at Northwake College and Career Academy.
Oh my gosh, that's so cool. I want to be just like them. I hope by the end of my senior year, when I get my EMT certificate, I can do that.
Emerson is a brand new student at Northwake College and Career Academy. Everyone is. The school opened this fall, accepting new freshmen, sophomores, and juniors in 5 career tracks. Alexis Fox is also a junior who left her previous high school to come here.
It was hard to leave. I miss my friends, but I know I want to be an obstetrician and gynecologist, so I know this will give me like a good foundation to one day being able to do that.
This is a cooperative, innovative high school, a public school where qualified students can earn dual credit toward their high school diploma while taking community college courses. Here at Northwake, students can study culinary arts, early childhood education, hospitality management, IT, and EMS. There are 125 of these schools in North Carolina. They're made possible by legislation passed in 2011 called the Career and College Promise. Emerson and Alexis are both on the EMS track, and their instructor is Jake Hardison.
These students are going to graduate high school not only with their EMT, not only with a high school diploma, not only with 17 credit hours that are free that they don't have to pay for, which is essentially a whole semester of college, but they're going to walk out with a direct connection with one of the number one employers, number one EMS systems in the nation.
Even though it's one of the best, Wake County EMS has a shortage of paramedics. When the new school was in its planning stages, a committee of administrators looked at local workforce data to determine which tracks to offer. Paul Domenico is the director of curriculum enhancement programs at Wake County Schools and served on that committee.
We look for job growth, opportunities for the jobs to be out there for the kids once they graduate. We also look at wage earnings. And then the third thing we look for, especially in this case in partnering with Wake Tech Community College, is a career pathway that's offered there at the community college.
There are close ties between the school and Wake Tech. The community college instructors come right into the classrooms, and the local EMS system is also involved. The students will do summer internships with Wake County EMS. Again, EMS instructor Jake Hardison.
They'll ride along with district chiefs on quick response vehicles with Wake County EMS just to get their feet on the ground and get some real world experience to see what it's like.
Hardison's an employee of Wake Tech and a practicing paramedic at Wake County EMS. He turned up a promotion to his once dream job as a specialized community paramedic to teach at this high school. He says the local EMS officials hope the school will develop a new generation of EMTs from the area to fill the shortage in the industry.
And that's a balance because you want to, you know, definitely fulfill that employee gap, but at the same time, like, you don't want to steer these kids in a different path than what they have potential for. And it's just saying, hey, like, this is something you can do. Just keep us, you know, keep this career in mind.
Hardison had EMS in mind since he was a little kid. He got his EMT license as a teen, but had to study for it on top of school and sports. Then he earned a 4-year degree in finance. While he went to college, Hardison also went to night school to become a paramedic. His student's education looks much more streamlined.
Oh, I'm jealous. Like, if this was around when I was in high school, I would have been all over this.
Now he's helping his students find paths to their own dream jobs. Liz Schlemmer, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.